Okay, so my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on the 26th of July 2009 at 10 past 10 in the afternoon or in the evening. It's taking place in Trafalgar Square for the One Another project. If I could ask you to state your name, your age and where you come from, please.
Hi, yeah, I'm Karen Weston Riley. I'm 44 and I live in Melton Mowbray, which is in Leicestershire.
Thank you very much. Can you tell us how it was you first found out about the One Another project?
Well, it was my partner that sort of drew my attention to it. I was doing my performing arts degree, so he reads all the Sunday papers, all the cultural arts stuff, and would feed me information that he thought would be of interest and useful to me. So he sort of prompted me to it, and we kept our eyes open for when it came about, and he encouraged me to apply, and here I am now.
So what would you say was your inspiration then for putting your name forward to go on the plinth?
Well, it was interesting because in the first year of the degree, we looked at a piece of Antony Gorman's work, Critical Mass. We were given it as a stimulus actually to create a dance piece in a devising module. And it was just like, just all the clay statues. We came up with a piece which we actually performed in the orchestra pit of the theatre, and it's quite amazing. And so from then on, when it cropped up, it was like, oh yes, well, I'm interested in that. Let's have a look at what he's doing next. Yeah.
And how did you feel when you received an email, presumably, to say you'd been allocated a slot?
Yes, I was going through my emails, and all of a sudden, this one cropped up, and I was like, no. And I read the first two lines and I was straight around the phone to my partner saying, I've got an email. And I read it out to him. He goes, oh, that's fantastic. And as I read through the rest of it, we got to the bottom. It's like, please don't tell anyone yet. It was like, shh.
So what is it you're going to do when you're up on the plinth?
Well, I'm going to tap into a very tiny part of a piece of work we did in the final year of the degree. Our company performance, where we formed our own theatre company and produced a piece of live art performance. And it was something I did at the time on the spur of the moment, because it was all sort of improvisation and how you felt at the time. And after I'd finished this particular thing that I did, I felt like I could have done it for longer, that I could have done that for an hour, as opposed to the 25 minutes that I've done, and here's a chance to do it. It'll make my jaw ache, that's all. It was basically, I found myself standing just open-mouthed for nearly half an hour as a response to my jaw does drop if ever I hear or see something that outrages me, or I'm just struck by awe and admiration. So it's quite fitting. And also to see, it's a sort of test on your gag reflexes, really. The body's natural urge to swallow. It's part of our, we do it all the time, you know, but we're not aware of it. And it's seeing how you can alter that or try and... We'll see what happens when you mess about with the body's natural instinct, and see what happens. And that was quite strange. And the fact that we did these pieces blindfolded, and it was quite quiet, we weren't aware of who might be around. And when I took my blindfold off when my piece finished, I was surprised at the number of people that were stood there transfixed, just looking, because they couldn't take their eyes off, because at the time I think a lot of other people's performances involved movement or were on the floor, and mine was basically stood up and static. And some people found it quite moving, and it sort of stirred up different images, and it's quite, you know, different as well. So I'm going to see if it translates to a different place and a different time.
And what is it going to be taking up there with you?
A scarf to act as a blindfold.
What kind of reaction are you expecting from the crowd?
Well, some people will probably just stand there and think, what the hell is she doing? Or she's not doing anything, and might find it boring or weird more than, you know. And my partner and my children have come with me. They're like, what are you going to be doing? And I haven't really wanted to say anything. And I think they're just glad I'm keeping my clothes on for a change.
Thank you very much. Who would you say you're doing this for?
I'm doing it for my partner. He's supported me so much through my degree. It's unbelievable. Just by listening to me when I needed to talk about things, or like I said, he'd read articles and he'd come up with things and say, do you need this? Would this be interesting, useful? It supported me all the way. And I said that as a bit of a personal challenge as well.
Can you tell us a bit about your background, what you did before you did your performing arts degree, and what you get up to in your spare time, this kind of thing?
Well, I worked for a long time for Connections, you know, it used to be the career service, and I got to a stage where I needed to sort of move in a different direction. So I went to work in one of our local schools for a little while, but I knew really that wasn't really what I wanted to do long term. And it'd always been in the back of my mind that I could go into higher education if I wanted to. Over the years, it's like, well, I could do it when I was a bit older. And a chance conversation with a friend of mine, one day we were talking about what we'd do if we won the lottery, and I just automatically just said, oh, that's easy, I'd quit work, go to university. And then it was a case of, well, I haven't won the lottery, but let's apply anyway and see what happens. And there was a performing arts degree more or less on my doorstep, actually. Although De Montfort's in Leicester, the performing arts course that I did was based at Brooksby Melton College, which is where I live. And I applied and I was accepted. So there we go. And that was I've just finished in May this year.
So what are you expecting to happen next, or what would you hope to happen next?
I really like the arts admin side of things. I know in a small town the chances of walking into a job like that is pretty remote, so I might have to, you know, widen my horizons a bit and look further afield. But I really like working anything to do with people. The degree as well has sort of given me a chance to sort of experiment more with acting and learn more about arts admin and take on project management roles. It's another eye-opener to see how people function, and I'm not very good at working by myself. I like to have other people around me.
So how do you think you might be able to use this experience on the One Another Plinth?
Well, for some people, I think it's because it has got a bit more publicity now, it's a talking point. So if you do mention what you've done, some people will say, oh yes, yes, I know about that, and start talking about it. And other people were like, no idea what you're talking about. It's just something I can say I was part of. It's something different and rare. And I think it was a wonderful idea. And I wish they would continue with the idea of the fourth plinth being empty, so that other projects could happen.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
Ooh, well, I think I put on my three words as creative, quirky and cynical, because like I said, when I got the email, I was like, no, things like this don't happen to me. So until I sort of got my phone call, I was, you know, a bit sure this is happening. I like to think creative because I do think outside the box. Perhaps not many people can say at 44 they did get to play Juliet in a roundabout way, and contemporary Shakespeare, so that the balcony scene can be done over MSN to bring it up to date. And perhaps I say quirky because do come across as a bit weird sometimes, or on degree, let's face it, most of my fellow students were at least half my age, but at times they were like, you know, yeah, younger than the rest of us.
With regard to you and your personal life, what would you say is most, or what things are most important to you at the moment?
At the moment, the love and support of my family. I said, especially over the last 3 years, has been amazing. So that's important. So it was nice to be able to say, come along and be part of this, and they have. I don't know what they'll make of it at the end of it, but it's been nice to all come to London together and spend some time together, which has been really great.
And what hopes and fears do you have, if any?
I'd like to get a job. That would be very useful right now. What fears? I don't really think of any fears at the moment.
How are you feeling about going up onto the plinth in half an hour?
Okay, when I first woke up this morning, automatically I could feel my stomach sort of had the wobbles. I think the butterflies were sort of hovering, but that's good sometimes to get you pumped up for it. And as the day's gone on, they've subsided, but the last couple of hours, I know they're in there, but that's sort of like, it's not fear, it's sort of anticipation. I'm wondering what the weather's going to be like, although that doesn't really matter.
Have you got any closing thoughts? What are your closing thoughts and comments on being part of the One Hour Project?
I don't want to feel like it's over when I come off. That would be the worst thing, I think. It'd be nice to sort of to be able to carry it on. And like I said, we've got tomorrow as well, so I'd like to come back and see what else is going on. We came earlier to have a look, and I, you know, met a lady who's taking part at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and we had a lovely conversation and our photographs taken together, and it was really nice. It's funny to have this little bond with certain people, like the person that who's on before me, I've met briefly, and I'll get to meet the person who's on after me. So there's that little connection that, you know, is very, very unique. And I'll continue sort of watching what goes on right up until the end.
Okay, thank you very much.